Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. 0% financing through January 14th. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Problem, you're sneezing, wheezing, it's dusty, yuck. Think you can have a clean, healthy home with a portable air purifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air Cleaner, you'll capture teensy tiny particles in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's clean, it's healthy. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Fasold Heating and Cooling Service Company, serving St. Charles County, or visit fasold.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It is 5:14. Welcome to the weekend. It's the large morning show of the afternoon. It's the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Bill Cleveland. Great to be with you today. We'll do a round of introductions as we do every Friday afternoon at this time. And then we will take your calls. Play our trivia game. Not so much a trivia game. It's the game poser. I'll tell you a little more about that coming up in a few moments. Give you a chance to win some goodies.
Kind of like Who Said It?
Yeah, there you go. All right. Running the control board. Here he is, Eon the Peon.
Thanks, Bill. Hi, everybody. Happy Friday.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Tina.
Hey, Ian.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Good.
And now we move to Tina Delfiez. Tina, how you doing?
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Dan. Tina. Hi, everybody out there.
Hi, Tina.
Yay.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Oh, no.
We haven't got you yet. Hang on. Don't jump the ship here. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. How are you, Daniel?
Great. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Ian.
Hi,
Josh, if you're still in the building. And our band Henry's Humans is playing tomorrow night at 8 o'clock
Yay.
At Johnny's place in
Hi, Tina.
Eureka.
Hi, Dan.
Eureka. It's a cool place.
Yep, outside should be nice because we start at 8.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Dan. Okay, we're done with that. Thank you. All right, here are the telephone numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. You're going to play this whole song?
Sure.
Okay. Here's the game we're going to play. It's called Poser. And you can buy this at any... we got it from Barnes & Noble. Actually, it was given to me as a gift, but I know they bought it at Barnes & Noble. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And
how fun is it?
It's so fun, Tina, that we're going to play it right now. And Tina.
Yes.
And Dan, I'm just talking to the
hi,
people
Tina.
Out there. Tina.
Hey. Hi, Ian.
And Dan and Peon and myself, we all
hi, Bill.
Filled out these questionnaires.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Facebook.com/Henry's Human.
Oh, for God's sake.
Or Henry'sHumans.com.
Enough of your shameless publicity.
Hi, Bill.
So everybody's filled out one of these questionnaires. So here, I'll just read you a sample. This is just to be a sample. This isn't part of the game. And then everybody fills out, obviously, their different answers. So here's one. The last time I made somebody cry, it was because I blank. All right? So Peon might write, last time I made somebody cry was when I,
married their daughter.
There you go.
No.
There you go. Exactly. So and then we all give our answers. But before we give the answers, if I remember correctly how we did this last time, you have to pick one contestant. So you pick myself, you pick Peon, Tina, or Dan, and then I'll read you all of the answers, and then you select which answer you think corresponds with the name that you've selected. So here we go. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Let's start with Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you this afternoon?
Good, Bill. How are you?
We're doing terrific.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Are we going to do
this? Hi,
okay.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, everyone out there.
Look what I've started.
All right, so Mike, here's how this works. I need you to select one of us four. Which one would you like?
I'll go with Dan.
All right. So, Dan's your contestant. Okay, so I will now read all four of these, and then you, at the end, will pick which one you think Dan Strauss picked as his answer. Okay? Wrote as his answer. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. The question. I think it's sexy when a woman blank. I think it's sexy when a woman blank. Here we go. I think it's sexy when a woman dresses up. I think it's sexy when a woman dances. I think it's sexy when a woman has perfect teeth. I think it's sexy when a woman showers. Which one do you think belongs to Dan Strauss? Dresses up, dances, has perfect teeth, or showers? And we are off at 6 o'clock.
Dances.
Okay. That was correct. That was
Dan
Strauss.
I'm guessing that Peons was showers.
No, I would think that.
Yeah, it took so long. I was thinking about the showers.
Yeah. Was that Peons?
Yes.
All right. Well, shoot, that was easy. I think maybe we should make them do another one.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do
two to one.
Hey.
Sorry. That's how we only got.
We only have two.
Yeah, we have limited quantities of prizes, Mike. We got to make you work for it here.
Well, the heck with the rest of the people.
Yeah. All right. Here's the next one. We need you to pick a contestant, first of all.
Tina.
A big team. Okay, here we go. The bad habit I have is blank. The bad habit I have is blank. Here we go. The bad habit I have is biting my nails. The bad habit I have is breaking wind in a store.
Oh.
The bad habit I have is picking at my nails. The bad habit I have is laziness.
Well, which? I should have picked Dan.
Which one do you think is Tina Delphi is?
Did you repeat those?
Sure. Biting my nails, breaking wind in a store, picking at my nails, or laziness. Which one is Tina's?
Picking at her nail.
Tina, what's your answer?
Biting my nails.
Oh, man.
Ah, I knew it.
Mine was what? Mine was picking at the nails. Picking. We all know which picking, you know, like pick at your nails.
Oh.
We all know which one was Dan's.
Sure.
Peon was laziness.
Sure.
All right. Mike, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you, man, but have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for calling.
Same to you.
See you later.
Bye, Bill. Bye, Dan.
Yeah, thanks. Bye,
Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
This is great. All right, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Here is Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hola, mi amigo.
Hola.
Hi, Jim.
Hola. All right.
Hi, guys.
Jim, I need you to pick a contestant. Pick a person.
I'll pick you.
All right. All right. So here is the question. Just as soon as I have time, I'd like to spend a solid week blank. Just as soon as I have time, I'd love to spend a solid week blank. Here we go. Here are the answers. Just as soon as I have time, I'd love to spend a solid week reading. Just as soon as I have time, I'd love to spend a solid week in the tropics. Just as soon as I have time, I'd love to spend a solid week driving across country. And just as soon as I have time, I'd love to spend a solid week taking a road trip. Which one do you think belongs to me?
Well, driving and taking a road trip are probably the same, but yeah. I'll say driving.
Driving across country?
Yeah.
All right. That is it. Yeah, about that. Wow. Oh, this guy.
I figured Ian was the road trip.
He right. also had the road trip. Tina's was reading, and Dan's was in the tropics.
I'm boring.
Yeah. I would have been reading.
All right. You got to get one more. One more, Jim. Here we go. You're going to pick Dan.
Oh, right. Boy.
If there's any bodily functions, it'd be Dan.
Yeah. Don't think I'm not thinking about that before I give you the question here. Yeah. All right. Here's the question. The movie I've seen more times than any other is blank. The movie I've seen more times than any other is blank. Here we go. The movie I've seen more times than any other is Ghostbusters. The movie I've seen more times than any other is Back to the Future. The movie I've seen more times than any other is National Lampoon's Vacation. The movie I've seen more times than any other is Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Which one?
Well, unfortunately, there's no kids' movies, but I'll say...
yeah. Or passing gas movies.
I'll say Back to the Future.
Dan, what was your answer?
Back to the Future.
Hey!
I thought you would have put Wizard of Oz.
Well, the Wizard of Oz is only on like once a year or something like that, or once or twice a year, but Back to the Future is on
all the
time.
That was like my second one, because when I worked on a movie...
Yeah, I'm the same one. I've seen that a million.
Yeah, and every time it's on, I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Yep, Tina had Ghostbusters.
Because my son watched it every single day when he was a kid.
Dan, Back to the Future. Mine was Vacation. You guys know I love that movie. And Ian's Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We were just talking about that yesterday. What a great movie. Mm-hmm. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Jim, you got two right, didn't you?
Yep. All right. Congrats, Jim.
All right, Jim. Hang on, man.
Bye, Jim.
All right, see you,
Bye, Jim.
Jim. Hi, Jim. Okay.
Hold on.
I think Jim dropped off there. All right. Let's talk to John. How are you, John?
Hey, good, Bill.
Good.
Hi, John.
All right.
Hi, John.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Tina.
This is so stupid. All right, pick a contestant, John.
I'll go with Christine.
Well, Christine. We don't have a Christine on this show, so...
Pick well, another one. Tina.
Oh. Tina. Well, that sounds alike. Christine. All right, so it'll be Tina. All right, so I'll read you the question here. Let's try this one. If I could trade places with a movie star, it would be blank. If I could trade places with a movie star, it would be blank. Here we go. If I could trade places with a movie star, it would be Leonardo DiCaprio. If I could trade places with a movie star, it would be Ray Romano. If I could trade places with with a movie star, it would be George Clooney. If I could trade places with a movie star, it would be George Clooney.
Oh.
George Clooney, very popular. In there. So, which one
you
do you think?
You said that twice.
I did. It's because two people said it. What do you think, John? Which
one is? With Tina, I'd say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Tina, what was your answer?
George Clooney, only because he has a house in Italy.
Yeah. Oh.
I was Leo.
And I couldn't think of any stinking movie star I wanted to be like, and that's why you got
me. I didn't want to put a female because I knew everybody would guess it.
All right. Well, John, I'm sorry this ended badly, but I appreciate you calling. Have a good weekend, okay?
Bye, John.
I don't know. And another John. How are you, John? Wow. Sorry, I just...
Hi,
John.
Forgot your name.
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Clearly, I'm not doing well at all. Great
Hi,
to have
Dan.
You.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Ian.
Okay.
Hi, John.
Good God almighty. All right, pick a person, John. Who do you want?
Let's go with Ian.
Ian the peon. I don't believe anybody's picked Ian yet.
You betcha.
Good luck. Here we go. The question... Next time I'm at a karaoke bar, I will blank. Next time... Oh, I'm sorry. I will sing. Right? Isn't that what we're going to do? Okay. Next time I'm at a karaoke bar, I will sing We Gotta Get Out of This Place. Next time I'm at a karaoke bar, I will sing Bohemian Rhapsody. Next time I'm at a karaoke bar, I will sing Love Shack. And next time I'm at a karaoke bar, I will sing. There you go.
Sing.
So you have sing...
That's usually what you do at a karaoke bar, isn't it?
We got to get out of this place, sing Bohemian Rhapsody, or sing Love Shack.
Oh, Alice Cooper.
I will go off the board and say sing.
I'm going to say Bohemian.
I'm going to say Bohemian.
Pion, what was your answer?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's your song, right?
Yeah, that's my song.
That is your song. And Dan was the one that just left it blank. I will sing. Sing. Yeah.
He wasn't paying attention. Oh, he said we were going to put a song.
That's not like Dan not to pay attention to.
Yeah.
John, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay. And you can tell I don't pre-read any of these, by the way. What time we got? Let's talk to Brad. How are you, Brad?
Hey, how you doing? AM to PM.
Okay.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Tina. Hey, Pion.
Hi, Brad. Hey.
I think it's Christine, isn't it?
No.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question before we play?
Yeah.
I've been dying to ask this question for weeks, and maybe I don't understand how it works, but you know how when you say anyway, you get the...
Anyway.
Right.
Exactly. Mm. Does Frank get a free pass?
Sometimes.
No.
Sometimes he doesn't.
It aggravates. I mean, I love this show, but he says it all the time, and he never gets he never gets the anyway.
Well, see, there are sometimes you can say anyway in a sentence, and it's not how we qualify getting the sound, because it's usually as a crutch word where somebody says...
When you string two different thoughts together because you can't think of what to say.
I see. Anyway...
Yeah, well, you asked for it.
You asked for it.
And you can't do it intentionally.
Well, we know that from Mike, right?
Yeah. A lot of rules. A lot of rules on this show.
Yes.
Brad. All right, pick a contestant, Brad.
I was really hoping to get the chance to play with Christina.
Christina, it's for you.
Just plain old Tina.
I know. I'm playing.
Were you born with Christina or just Tina?
No. I was named after a Perry Como song, Tina Marie.
Really?
Yes.
How about that?
Tina Marie. It goes, Tina Marie. It's really sad.
All right. So here we go. Here's the question. If I go back to school, I'll study blank. If I go back to school, I'll study blank. Here are the answers. If I go back to school, I'll study engineering. If I go back to school, I'll study carpentry. If I go back to school, I'll study graphic arts. If I go back to school, I'll study accounting.
I didn't know carpentry was a college course.
No kidding, I didn't either.
Yeah. I'm going to go with graphic art.
Tina, what was your answer?
Graphic arts.
Oh,
nice.
Nice, Brad.
Was right. Dan carpentry?
No, that was me. Brad, hang on a second. Why couldn't you go to school to study carpentry?
I don't think
woodworking.
You learn woodworking.
But you could go to a school to learn it. I'm sure you could.
Okay, Bill, let's move on.
All right, Bill.
Yeah, Bill, you're right.
Hey, your answer totally makes sense.
Somebody that went
you're
to school to learn how to do carpentry, call me, will you? It's got to be a school.
McGraw did.
Somewhere. Oh, there you go. Well, maybe a bad example. Brad, pick another contestant.
Oh, let's go with Peon.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, what was that name that Tina made up for Peon yesterday when he interrupted Mike?
Oh, yeah, what was it? Interruptus something?
Interruptus.
Peonis Interruptus?
Yeah,
that was it. Okay. I like that.
Okay, here is the next one. We're running out of questions, by the way. The last time I barfed was when blank. The last time I barfed was when blank. The last time I barfed was when I was drunk. The last time I barfed was when I had a migraine headache. The last time I barfed was when I had the flu 20 years ago. And the last time I barfed was when I got food poisoning.
Mm. Oh.
Wow, somebody hasn't barfed in 20 years.
Me.
Huh? Oh.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Holy cow.
You can narrow it down.
Well, there's one out.
There's one out.
Christine.
That was a good Seinfeld episode on that one, by the way.
Yes.
You are dark as hair as blonde.
It was the cookie, wasn't it?
It was the black and white cookie episode.
Yeah, the black and white cookie.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with drunk.
Oh. Peon, what was it? What's your answer?
Food poisoning.
Oh,
that was my answer, George.
Wow. Brad, thanks for calling. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
I was drunk and
unfriggin' believable.
I was drunk and that was
mine.
Kicks. What? Drunk?
No, Tina. I'm mimicking
Sorry.
Tina.
Oh,
what was it? Well, what were you saying, Dave?
I said I was last time I was drunk like that and got sick. I was working at Kicks, and we opened the place called the Yellow Rose. And
I remember that.
I'm not a drinker.
What were you drinking?
7 and 7. I am not a drinker at all. And our general manager came up and said, "We're going to have an open bar, but I don't want anybody getting drunk." And he looks at me. I'm like, "I don't even drink." So
well,
I thought, "I'll show you.
7 and 7.
I'll show you." So thank
he
goodness.
Said, "Give me something with soda."
Thank goodness my brother was there.
Mm.
He had to drive me home, and I spent the evening in the bathroom. I just laid on the bathroom floor and threw up all night.
And then what happened?
I woke up the next day.
Yeah. Do we have enough for one more?
Yeah, but after your thing, I'm afraid to go on.
Let's end on a high note.
Yeah, it's awful. I do have one more question.
Oh, one more.
Go ahead.
One more.
Oh, we can't play with the contestant because they have to get two.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
they just can one just play for funsies.
Did you just say funsies? What is wrong with you?
Just tell them there's no more prizes and see if they want to play.
Who hasn't been sick for 20 years? Me!
You know, this is going so great. We're talking about my future in college, studying carpentry and all that good stuff. And then Tina. Mm-hmm. Tina's the sideshow there. All right.
Well, I can go ahead and read it. Here's the question. One day, I would love to meet the person who invented blank. That's our last question. One day, I would love to meet the person who invented blank. Here we go. Here are the answers. Here's what I have to deal with, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the first one. One day, I would love to meet the person who invented the vibrator.
Whoa.
Seriously?
Dan.
It wasn't
How
me.
How dare you?
Yeah, Tina. It wasn't me.
Dan, really? You wrote it?
Oh, yeah.
What the heck?
Oh, one man. Day, I would love to meet the person who invented the car.
That was me.
One day, I would like to meet the person who invented the push-up bra.
That had to be Ian.
And mine was, I would like to meet the person who invented the microwave.
The Kleenex.
The Kleenex. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Handkerchief.
The
vibrator. I don't understand a man wanting to meet the inventor of the vibrator unless Dan... things by himself.
No, not,
we
not
don't
that
need
part.
To know about.
No, yeah. Not that part.
Wow. No, not that part.
Wow. I hope they're recording this show.
For posterity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before we break, I want to mention, I went to the baseball, took my mom to the baseball game yesterday.
That's a good sign.
Nice son. Had a great time. Not a lot of people there. It was
hot.
It was hot. We were in the shade, but it just seemed like there weren't. And maybe it's because school started.
People have to work.
And people are, yeah, but a lot of those day games are, there's quite a few people. And maybe it's, you know, the end of the summer, whatever. But the thing that bothered me, in our section where we were sitting.
What bothered you, Bill?
I'm about to tell you, Tina. There were people who were talking during the national anthem. And that drives me crazy. And then there are, and they have to, and the John Hewlett, the guy's been doing the PA down there for a million years. He actually has to come on and remind people to take their hats off.
Oh, they always say that. No, they say that at the hockey
why?
Game.
Why? We should not have to be reminded to take our hats off.
I know,
off
but they say it. I think they say it at every stadium now.
So these people that were standing behind us, I don't think they were from St. Louis. I think they were from out of town. But talking during the entire national anthem, and I thought, man, is that disrespectful? So,
why didn't you say something?
Well, my mom was getting pretty hot. She was by the turnaround, but I you know.
Gonna let your mom fight your battles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it was mom. She was more mad than I was.
My mom's gonna call your mom.
Yeah. So for God's sakes, you can hold your conversation. It would take it 60 seconds of him to sing the song. You can hold your conversation till the end of the national anthem. All right, so we are going to break. When we come back, Mike Evans will join us. He is live, as he is every day, in Hollywood,
He's
California.
Alive?
Are you going to critique every four words that I say today? Honest to God.
Well, that's thrown up in 20 years. Me?
Yeah.
What he said. Somebody here hasn't thrown up in 20 years.
Hi, Bill.
I'm leaving.
I'm with you. Mike Evans, as I was saying before I was interrupted, will be from California.
And I tell you, singing, we're playing tomorrow night.
Penis Interruptus.
Singing the Aloha Friday song, as he does every Friday. If any of us come back after the break on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, things aren't really all that bad this Friday afternoon. If you're traveling westbound 70, heavy now from between 370 Mid River Small Drive through TRU. Southbound 270 was just slow. 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 never did get as bad as we thought it would. It's just heavy now approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. Now downtown westbound 5570 coming in over the Poplar Street Bridge. You're still slow 4th Street up to the Poplar. Remember, westbound 64 is closed just after the Poplar Street Bridge, so you have to exit on to 5570 or Memorial. This traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third Bank, creating contemporary solutions for a better banking experience for everyone. Fifth Third Bank, the Curious Bank, member FDIC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pride,
M-I-Z,
Z-O-U,
tradition
to the house,
and determination are what build champions
to the family of the Southeastern Conference.
Franklin keeps the handoff running left. Touchdown, Missouri.
The journey continues all season long right here, Saturday, September 1st. It's Mizzou versus Southeastern Louisiana as the Tigers join the SEC. Catch every Tigers game this season on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
How are we supposed to balance the budget when our appliances keep breaking down? Last month, it was the washer. Before that, the refrigerator. What's it going to be next month?
It's hard enough these days trying to keep a balanced household budget. It's even harder when a home appliance breaks down unexpectedly. The repair bill could set you back months. But with a home protection plan from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your money because they pay your covered repairs for you. Your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more can all be covered. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-1677. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The truth is, appliances and systems around our homes do break down. So why not get them covered and let American Home Shield pay repair bills for you. For valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, call 1-800-400-1677. That's 1-800-400-1677. 1-800-400-1677.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from companycorporation.com. 1-800-600-6821.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. CompanyCorporation.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-600-6821. 1-800-600-6821. That's 1-800-600-6821.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-9906. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-9906. That's 1-800-220-9906. 1-800-220-9906.
Hey, this is Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. We don't care if you're from the red state or the blue state, we're going to put you in a happy state. Doesn't matter if you make over $250,000 or under $250,000, you still pay the same low price for the same coldest beer and fantastic food you always have. How about a little repeal and replace? We're just going to keep peeling shrimp. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you are, as long as you're 21 and over, in the mood, come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air. And I'm Fast Eddie, and I approve this message.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It is indeed Aloha Friday, and we check in now with Mike Evans in Southern California, and brought to you, as he is every afternoon, by our friends at Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is their website. They do kitchens, baths, homes. You can find out more information about them online, ThompsonPrice.com. Thompson Price proudly presents the one, the only, Mike Evans. Give it up. What's up, homie?
Get her done. Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the Oscar-winning actress that keeps her Oscar in a frame in her main bathroom directly across from where you sit on the toilet. So you're sitting there trying to take care of your bin. Looking straight ahead, and there is this woman's Oscar. Is it Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon?
Yeah.
Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets! While Connor Kennedy says that he loves Taylor Swift.
Nope.
A bunch.
I like her.
A bunch of Kennedys can't stand Taylor Swift. In fact, Taylor has caused a really big split within the Kennedy family.
Really?
That's right.
I wonder what it could be. I've never really picked up anything that, you know, she doesn't seem...
No.
Yeah, a
lot of my thing believe that she's just sort of
latching onto him because he's a Kennedy.
Just hanging out with the Kennedys. Mm. Is it true that Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson have been talking to each other this week? Gee, I wonder if they'll get back together in time for the Twilight premiere. I told you Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were dating and tight. Well, they were spotted canoodling last night at Dodger Stadium at the Dodger game.
Hmm.
Movie review, Premium Rush is a nonstop suspense thriller that follows a New York City bicycle messenger who dodges traffic, pedestrians, and in this case, cops, a murderer, and a guy who wants his girlfriend. Great computer tricks and real-life stunts. His bike has no brakes. Just hold on. The ride is great. Rated PG-13, 93 minutes. Premium Rush, 3 stars.
How about that?
TV movie review, Saturday night on Lifetime, Fatal Honeymoon. I don't review TV movies very often, but this one's worth it. It is a true story of Gabe and Tina Watson, married only 11 days and honeymooning in Australia when Tina dies. Turns out husband Gabe is a monster and is charged with her murder. This, for a TV movie, this is really, really good. 4 stars.
Wow.
Odds and Ends, Dee Snider, everybody's heard this story, but in case you missed it, a Twisted Sister says, he's not gonna take it anymore, has told Vice President nominee Paul Ryan, stop using his famous song, We're Not Gonna Take It Anymore. Dee says it's the first time that he's denied anybody the use of that song. Of course, he is not a big fan of Romney or Paul Ryan. It's really funny. This isn't the first time that a Republican has used a song that was written by a Democrat, and they have asked him not to use it. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie had agreed to do an interview on NBC a few months ago, but now they are boycotting all NBC shows. Will not appear on NBC again.
Why?
It's because they believe Ann Curry was unfairly fired from the Today Show, and it turns out that Ann Curry and Angelina Jolie are friends.
Everybody's taking up Ann Curry's cause.
Yeah, including Al Roker, of course, is doing it very publicly.
Did you see that 17-second stare
he
did?
Yeah, stare.
Oh, my goodness.
What was that?
It was scary looking.
Name the name of the Oscar-winning actress that has her Oscar framed and in a bathroom, so when you sit on the toilet, you're looking right at it. It's Susan Sarandon, Julia Roberts, Reese Witherspoon.
Mm. I'll go with Julia.
Yeah, I was going to go Julia.
Susan Sarandon.
Julia Roberts.
The answer is Susan Sarandon.
Wow.
Finally. Friday, so we're doing Monday. We're gonna play today. Aloha Friday.
Day.
Mele, kalika maka, haole maka, iki olu, yokala, na 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 Anana Poli Makawani Anna Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
Peon with the answer.
How about that?
Wow. That's why you got that trivia show on Saturday night.
That's right.
9 to midnight.
My first one this weekend.
No.
Yeah. What?
What?
No, oh, wait, that's
Peon
me. I'm sorry.
That's you that has.
Oh, man. I'm embarrassing. That was Mike Evans That's right. That's his name, Mike Evans. I always try and think of people who have maybe tune in for the first time to hear him, and they hear him singing that song.
Hear that?
And thinking, what on earth was that all about? Every Friday, though, Aloha Friday. And he is brought to you every day by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website's kitchens, baths, and homes. ThompsonPrice.com. All right. We'll break here in just a moment. This is interesting. A 28-year-old single mom. This is in Seal Beach, California. I've been to Seal Beach. It's been a long time. 28-year-old single mom works as a server at a restaurant. Says she was denied her right to pump her breast milk while on the job. She's worked at the Hennessy's Tavern in Seal Beach for 3 years. Says she balances her job with caring for her 6-month-old son, Wrigley. Never heard of a kid named Wrigley before.
Mm-mm.
Have you heard that name?
Yeah. With an R or a W?
W. Wrigley, like the gum. Oh. Wrigley.
The field.
Or the field.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was conceived there.
Could be.
Maybe.
Joseph says that she usually takes a 10-minute break to pump her breast milk in the manager's office. She says, if I don't pump, then my breasts are very engorged and they hurt and they leak.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe that's why he doesn't want to pump it.
This past week, when she asked the on-duty manager for the keys to the office, she says she was told no. He said that that whether it's in an office or in the bathroom, I was still in the restaurant, and that was disgusting, and that people eat there. Says the manager.
What a jerk.
Mm. Woman says, or he said, we went outside, and he was freaking out and crying. My coworkers tried to calm me down. Joseph says her boss told her that she could leave. But with several more tables to close out and paperwork to do, she stayed on duty, her breast milk leaking through her shirt. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
What do you mean, yeah?
Come on.
I don't know.
There was a story about a guy, a transgender guy or something that was breastfeeding.
I'm sorry, what?
No, that's okay.
I was distracted by the dripping, like a leaky faucet.
Is a transgender guy what?
Nothing.
Come on, Chris. Come on, Christine.
Come on.
Give it to us, Christine.
No.
Come on. Go ahead. Transgender guy.
Yep. There's a picture of him on
Hi, Tina.
Yahoo, and he's sitting on a park bench breastfeeding, and it's a man.
Oh.
You know, like that
well,
one
he
guy.
Have,
that,
he
didn't. He still has the parts.
Oh, so he.
Just
oh,
like that guy was that was on
woman.
Oprah. Remember
oh, the pregnant man.
Yeah. Okay. But this was a different guy.
A pregnant
But
man.
He was breastfeeding.
A guy can't do that, right? There's no...
He well, was
no.
A,
not if you're born a man.
He was a woman
man,
who looked like a man.
He was born a woman and then...
He looked like a man.
As far as this place is concerned, federal law actually requires any employer with 50 or more employees to provide an area other than a bathroom for women to pump breast milk.
Mm. Maybe they don't have 50 employees.
Mm. Maybe not. So there you go. Feel sorry for her. Mike mentioned Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift does not need the Kennedys. I don't know what that's all about. I mean, she's a superstar. Wasn't there a Kennedy wedding that she apparently crashed last week or so?
They said something like a message that can we come? And the bride said no, and they came anyway. And that caused a big problem.
What's that?
Yeah. Taylor Swift. I like Taylor Swift. I don't. Peon doesn't like her.
If it was your day and you were the bride.
See, I heard
Taylor
it was the
Swift's
other way around. I heard it was the mom that didn't want her and that the bride had no problem with it. That the mom was afraid that Taylor was going to upstage the
Well, that
bride.
Could be, too.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And then, of course, she shows up. And she's a superstar, and they're, you know, mm-hmm. one autograph
and
whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the bride's day.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Well, but what was that going to be everywhere that she goes, I would imagine, though, don't you think?
Oh, well.
All right. So we'll be back in a few moments. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And here's Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. You're slow on westbound 64 now at McCausland. Again, from 270 through Mason and then Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. Getting better on westbound 70. You are heavy now from 79 through T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270 looks like it's slowing now, approaching the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. No problems on westbound 44. Downtown, though, expects long delays from 4th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge on westbound 5570. And remember, it is closed now. It will be closed for the remainder of the weekend. That is westbound 64 from the Poplar Street Bridge to about Market Street. So if you come over the bridge, you have to take 5570 or
Memorial. This traffic report brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot has incredible back-to-school specials, plus the latest technology and coolest supplies. Office Depot, they save you time. Depot time. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. End of the week. Join us tonight. We'll talk movies with Tom O'Keefe. Speaking of movies, Ron Jeremy on the show tonight. He's got a new movie out. He's dressed in this one. I thought you'd like that. Also, we'll play listener games because it's the end of the week, and bribing you with prizes, always a good idea. So we'll see you at 9 o'clock.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRX.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability. They're clean and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
The Nestle Purina Radiothon on KTRS in support of the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer was a huge success. Thanks to you.
Margie Price, executive director of that organization. Leave me in suspense no further. What? How much money did we make?
The listeners from KTRS took in, are you ready, $39,127.
The final total was $39,326 to find a cure and help treat people suffering from cancer and their families.
Thank you very, very much. And you know something? We really, really like KTRS. Everybody there works really hard.
Thank you for your generous support from all of us on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks again for everything you did. You're the best.
It's time to head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center on 2651 Barrett Station Road between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Roads. Experience the spectacular color of October Glory maples, sugar maples, and ginkgo at Sherwood's Forest Nursery. Hundreds of evergreens and shrubs, including limelight hydrangeas, hollies, green giant arbs, and boxwoods have just arrived. All installations by Sherwood's Forest are guaranteed for 2 full years. Choose from thousands of unusual landscape-sized trees, shrubs, and evergreens. It's time to freshen up your landscape with fall mums and pansies in stock now. So head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station, a mile and a half west of I-270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Road. Call 314-966-0028 for a landscape design consultation. That's 966-0028. Sherwood's Forest is open 7 days per week.
Yeah. All right, getting ready to wrap things up here on a Friday afternoon. Thanks a lot for listening. We've got about a minute, a little less than a minute, and Donna has been hanging on for a while. Donna, you got about 45 seconds. What can we do for you?
Okay. What year was the electric toaster invented?
The electric toaster.
1934.
Wow.
I was going to say like 39.
Mm. I'll say 1940.
1919.
1919, everybody.
The electric toaster.
Just two slices of bread or one slice of bread? How many?
Well, I imagine two.
Yeah, oh, I saw a segment on, I think, CBS Sunday Morning, a guy that collected toasters, and he had like 400 or 500 different ones. And,
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Everybody collects something.
Yeah, that's what I want.
All right. Well, thanks, Donna.
Okay.
Well, end the day with a fun fact
bye.
From Donna.
Bye. Hi, everybody. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Donna.
Bye,
Donna.
Bye, Donna. Bye, Donna. Hi. Hi. Bye. Yeah.
Idiots.
All of us.
Oh,
agree.
Joe.
We're all idiots. All right. Thanks a lot for listening this afternoon. I hope you enjoyed it. I scored today.
I did.
Joe, about like a 7 out of 10. That's about right.
I didn't.
That's about average,
I didn't have a good time at all today.
Tomorrow night, trivia night here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hope you'll join us. Starts at 9 o'clock.
We follow the Scott Sherman show. He does the law
stuff.
That's
a good show.
That's fun, yeah. And we'll be here. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, dear. Goodbye. All right,
Dan. Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson, staying in it to win it in November.